You're listening to Knights of the Storm.
Hey, hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Knights of the Storm. And today, I hope you all noticed, we did do a time shift. That's because hopefully we are running on freeworld.fm, the freest radio on the internet in the world. Anyway, if you're listening on freeworld, please drop in the chat and let me know if you can hear me or not. And anyway, I am your host, Jason Barker. With me today is Angus Mustang, my co-host. It is, 30th December 2023, and we're kicking 2023 out the rearview mirror. What do you think about that, Angus?
Yeah, I'm ready for it to go away. Hopefully, yeah, like, we're welcoming a better year for 2024.
Well, to me, it was like Groundhog Day, but a whole year of Groundhog Days. Nothing's changed.
I don't think it's changed since 2020.
Right? So what are we going to do today? We're just going to kind of go over the year in review. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I looked up headlines for each month and, you know, things that kind of stood out. I didn't get too much into, you know, certain things. Some months are a lot busier. January was actually a pretty busy month, but, you know, if we want to discuss it a little bit in the further into them, we can do that. So,
all right. Well, what happened in January? And by the way, I don't have a verse of the week this morning. I got kind of like behind trying to get ready for Free World. I hope we're on Free World right now. If somebody's listening, I know we got Karen. Karen's in the chat. Harps is in the chat over on Rumble. Angry Tiger's there. If one of y'all, Little John's there, if one of y'all wanted to hop over to Free World and give it a listen and tell me if we're making some noise over there, I'd really appreciate that. But anyway, let's jump into it, man. So what happened January 2023?
Hey, we had a new Speaker of the House, Mr. Kevin McCarthy.
He's gone now, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you have to save that for October.
Yeah.
And then one I forgot about, and not that it was like a news-making headline. It was in some ways, but Jeremy Renner. You know the actor Jeremy Renner?
No, who is that?
He was in movies that I want to say White House Down or London Has Fallen. He's been around a while.
Oh,
but
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was hit by a snowplow outside his house.
What?
Yeah, in January, and he's been in pretty rough shape since then. It's when did that happen? That was January 2nd, actually.
Wow, where does he live? Is like upstate New York or something?
Yes, it was upstate New York.
Yeah, I could see that happening. It gets pretty nasty up there. So you know, upstate, you got these big whip things, that, like antenna things. They stick on the fire hydrants, because
But yeah, I don't know what winter's like up there this year, but around here it's been, we haven't had any snow. Knock wood, I'm good with that. Don't have to shovel rain, so yeah. But think up a little bit further north, they probably had some.
We got snow yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's
a lot.
No, it was enough to cover the ground, but it was pretty much gone by the end of the day because we picked up some rain after. But anyway.
Yeah, we had nothing but rain. And we had, remember the NFL player that had got hit and had the heart attack right on the field during the game. And was that. You know, that was one of them. And there seems to have been a lot of, as you and I were discussing a little bit earlier, a lot of young celebrities passing of suddenly this year.
Yeah, I looked it up. I was just going to do a review of, you know, who we lost this year. I know we lost Bob Barker. That was a big one. We lost a lot of people. And we lost so many that I couldn't cover it. An hour and a half wouldn't be enough to talk about it. It's a lot of people dying of suddenly. There were some suicides, a couple cancers, you know, stuff like that, but young as well. I mean, some of these people were really young, like in their 40s and stuff, a couple of them in their 20s. So I don't know what's going on. Is it long COVID? I don't know.
Yeah. I think we all kind of have an idea, but we don't, I can't say it.
Right.
But, you know, one that I forgot about was Lisa Marie Presley.
Yes.
I actually thought she had passed a while back, but that was this year.
Yeah, I thought she had as well, but this morning I was going through the list and I was like, wow, that was this year. I don't know. Long year. I'm glad this thing is done. So what else? What else we got?
We had the US federal agency considering a ban on gas stoves. remember how that started. I think it was New York was going to start that. And also then I found that.
They also did that, the brick oven places.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that didn't actually affect that many businesses. It only affected these ones that are like, you know, 20 years old or 30 years old, or 50 years old or whatever. It was actually just a few, but for them to fix it, it was going to cost them like 12 grand, you know? So that pretty much puts these old businesses and, you know, when you got an old business that's been around for a while, for 100 years or whatever, you kind of don't want to see them go away. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's a reason that they've been in business for that long, you know,
right.
You're good at what they do. And the other one I found was a little bit off the wall was, they say they fear that the Earth's core has stopped turning. This was and it actually might reverse. So.
If that's the case, then we're in trouble because that's what makes our magnetosphere, and that keeps a lot of the dangerous rays from the sun out. So that would be a bad thing.
You know, if you start talking about it, what I've been thinking about the past couple of days is how many people, yourself included, talk about brain fog.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I hear that all the time from people. You know, I have constant brain fog lately. And hey, maybe so Earth's core stops turning, radiation starts to come in more. Maybe that's part of it.
Well, it's not just that. And I'm kind of saving this for another day, but I've been doing more in the EMF research. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll talk about it a little bit. I literally took inventory 2 days ago. I sat down and I said, well, how many, because I'm looking at the EMF and, you know, what the danger levels are. I'm reading NIH documents and things like that. And they're saying, oh, you know, they it's like milliwatts per square centimeter or some crap is how they measure it. And they say, okay, this device is safe. You know, this wireless router is safe. Well, what happens if I plug in 20 wireless routers? Am I still at a safe level? You know, so I took inventory and I literally have 30 devices in my house. 30 between Bluetooth mouse, Bluetooth watch, my wife's cell phone, my cell phone, my wireless router has two bands in it. It's got the N and it's got the B through G. So it's basically two radios in one. And I was surprised. That's 30 devices. Now that's not all in my house. Some of those are like my neighbor's Wi-Fi that I can see, but if I can see it, I'm getting irradiated by it. You know, I don't think it's bad. You know, one or two devices, but when you start stacking them on top of each other and you got that overlap, your exposure is going to go up, right? And then we had the 5G rollout. There's two towers here in my town. I remember I started having brain fog back in Georgia and I looked and there's three freaking towers like right where I worked, you know, within range of where I worked. So I really think that has something to do with it. Another document I looked at also, and this is NIH document, a guy was looking at the similarities between COVID symptoms and overexposure to 5G to that particular band of radiation. And it's strikingly similar. So I don't want to report on it till I know for sure, but I'm kind of doing a deep dive into it. I think a lot of the clinical diagnosis for COVID was actually overexposure to 5G. But we didn't have a test at the time, you know, because they rolled that 5G out at the same time COVID hit everybody.
Well, and some people say that was the smokescreen. COVID, they ended up using COVID for a smokescreen for the 5G, but then tried to say that, well, you know, all these crazy conspiracy theorists, people say that COVID is caused by 5G, which is not what people were saying.
Right, exactly.
They were smokescreening it with the COVID. Because the loss of taste and the sense of smell and all that is actually part of radiation poisoning. And they feel that they're just starting to crank up the band on the 5G slowly, you know, boiling that frog in the pot type deal. And, you know, not just turn it on and just shock everybody. Because your body adjusts to the radiation poisoning.
Yes, it does. In the rat testing they did, after so many weeks, the rats kind of normalized out. Because what it's doing is actually throwing your brain chemistry off. That's what it, and different frequencies mess with different chemicals. That's what I've been reading. But anyway, yeah, I think that's what it is. I think they definitely want to have this surveillance network, this control network. They need it for CBDC. they needed for track and trace to find out how much meat you're eating, all that stuff. They need this massive network, surveillance network. And like you said, they couldn't just turn it on because people would be like, what happened? I was fine yesterday and today I'm sick. So they slowly cranked it up. And then all of a sudden we start getting clinical diagnosis of COVID. Now, I agree that some people had COVID, whether it's the flu or cold or whatever, they had something. But a lot of people just had this. The only symptoms they had was the same that pairs up with the radiation, you know, EMF radiation poisoning.
And you know, and I actually know somebody that had, you know, said they had COVID and they had the loss, you know, loss of taste and this and that. And when we were talking about it, it also coincided with the same time they got their new iPhone with the 5G.
Wow.
So it's like, you wonder how much of a coincidence it actually is then, you know, at that point.
Yeah. And then now we're throwing up Starlink satellites, you know, they're doing that. So, and I also looked at, and I wish I had it, up on the screen, but I wasn't prepared to talk about this today, to share, but I looked at 5G rollout, like a map, kind of like a heat map of the world. And you take a look at the COVID cases and they kind of line up, you know, not exactly line up, but they line up. And, you know, yeah, that's just one of those things that, you know, is it causation? Is it correlation? I don't know. So that's why I want to take a deeper dive into that.
It's one of those things that'll get you called a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to stick with government documents because, you know, I'm using.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that's, yeah. they're going to tell you that it's all conspiracy, but it's interesting.
Yeah, sure is. Anyway, what else we got? I know we got off on a side tangent there.
All right. So then in February, I don't know how many people remember the great Chinese spy balloon invasion that happened, which coincided with UFOs being shot down over Canada in Alaska much later on, which turned out, you know, we fired $1 million Sidewinder missile to take down a balloon when you could have just thrown out a box of pins or something to take it down. But amazing. Yes. It seems like it was so long ago, but I mean, look, it was only February. It's of 2023.
And didn't they turn around and fire off two missiles at like a $15 hobbyist balloon?
Yeah, like that was one of the ones. I think the one that was shot down over the Great Lakes. It was like a hobbyist balloon or something from some kid's birthday party or something. We have no better way of money.
I still think China is just trying to get a pen pal. Yeah, that's all it is.
They were dropping fortune cookies. But, you know, I remember looking at that, and the U.S. was a little bit ticked off at Russia because Russia took down one of our drones over the Ukraine. And there was a video of the Russian fighter approaching. What he did was he dumped fuel as he passed over the drone. So they spend like $50 of gas to take down a couple $1 million drone, and we're shooting $1 million missiles at a 98-cent balloon. I mean, it just, I don't know.
The dumpster is on fire and it's just getting bigger.
If I can share this picture, I was telling you, I found this pretty ironic. So this is a picture. This picture was taken above the U.S. of the Chinese spy balloon, taken from a U.S. U-2 spy aircraft. So where's the irony in that? You know, we have a plane that we gladly call a spy aircraft going over the top of a spy balloon, and we're complaining about their spy balloon. And I almost don't believe this picture because they say that it was taken from a U-2. If the U-2s, we're pretty sure are obsolete by three or four decades now.
Yeah, I was driving down in Arkansas and there was one on some cinder blocks in this guy's yard, you know.
His tires were missing.
Yeah. But that plane would have to be moving pretty doggone fast. I don't know. That might be a Photoshop because the shutter speed on that camera would have to be pretty good to catch that balloon without being blurred.
But, and actually, the balloon looked like more of a satellite than it did actual balloons. I kind of thought that was a little weird too. But that's a government photograph, so you know, government never lies.
Oh, that's right. I seen a meme. What was the meme I saw this morning when I got up on Twitter? It said something like, if we shouldn't be worried that they're, you know, basically if they're spying on us, we shouldn't be worried if we're not doing anything wrong, then how come the government just doesn't declassify everything?
Yeah, I saw that same thing.
Yeah. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but all right, yeah, the balloon really, that had Tiger's tail poofed. I don't know if you've seen, we did an episode on that balloon, and then he ended up popping it with his samurai sword. So,
like I said, you know, here this thing flew from one coast to the other, and they always say, you know, Americans are a bunch of gun-hungry people. Nobody went out and shot the thing down.
Oh, you know? I guarantee you they shot at it in Missouri. I guarantee you.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. But the other things that happened, we had a magnitude 7.8 earthquake in Turkey and Syria, which that's a pretty big earthquake right there. It's
pretty serious, yeah.
Yeah, like 4,300 people died instantly. Well, not instantly, but as a cause of it. Who knows how many after. Then I said we had the shoot down of the UFOs over Canada and Alaska, which turned out to be balloons. And one thing I was trying to avoid this whole year in review was mentioning the name Trump. But unfortunately, it comes up. He suspected he was going to be arrested and indicted in New York, which he later was in March.
I know you hate talking about Trump, but I want to get your opinion on something. Should he be prevented from running for office? He hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things where they punish people, you know, because they're using something against them. But if you're not convicted, then, you know, it should be the same for everybody. You can't use that, you know, well, we don't want Trump, so we're going to do this. And, you know, even though he's not convicted, you know, hey, I'd prefer not to see him on the ticket, but it's not right. If you do it legally and you do it the right way, you know, that. But just to say it's because you don't want them there, you know, they're not flat out saying that. But, you know, bending the laws or the rules to prevent something, that's not right. There's other circumstances or other issues that have happened over the past year or so where they did that for other people. You know, not necessarily the same thing, but it's like, look at Mike Lindell, the pillow guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically they bankrupted that guy pretty much. And it's like, for what? I mean, for his beliefs, you know, in Trump and whatever, how can you justify that? The guy committed no crime.
Right. And that's the slippery slope. You know, if people say, well, we don't like Trump, so we don't want him on the ticket. So we're going to keep him from doing X, Y, or Z. And then they use lawfare on you. They start taking you to court and everything. If they could do it to them, they could do it to you.
Do it to you in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, if they came after me for some trumped up charge, forgive the pun. They just make some stuff up and now I have to defend myself. I could be broke inside of a month just on legal fees, you know? And if you don't do that, then I guess they're just going to throw you in jail. They're going to find you guilty of something because you can't defend yourself. So I don't know. I don't think that they should take Trump off the ticket unless they convict him of something. And I don't want to see him run either, but I don't know. We got to be careful about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. I mean, definitely. And then, so then we move on to April and Tucker, another name I could care less to say, but he was out at Fox. And I've heard that he still broadcasts from their studios or was up until recently. Which
I heard that as well. I don't know if that's true or not, but my whole take on Tucker, and I would say the same about Dan Bongino, and I used to watch both those guys. Occasionally, I still do watch Dan. And then you talk about Alex Jones and you talk about Elon and all these guys getting together. I think what's going on here is they were kicked out of mainstream on purpose to take over the alt media.
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, that's another thing. AJ is back on Twitter, which he should be. I don't think that he should have got banned off Twitter, but, you know, free speech is free speech.
Yeah. And that's where another place I have an issue with, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all that. I don't like either one of them. But they're privately owned companies. So when people say, oh, they shouldn't be allowed to censor, again, the way I look at it, they're privately owned companies that are subsidiary of the government. I mean, they were set up by the government, but still, you know, So I don't know if it's really censorship. If you know, they, I mean, it's like going into a restaurant to have a sign, we can refuse service, you know, no shirt, no shoes. It's kind of the same thing. They own the business. They can say what they want, you know, who they want and don't want.
Well, I still think though, because you are the product on those. So, you know, Twitter uses your information. Google uses your information. And if they were, you know, you enter into a contract, your terms of service and stuff like that, unless you violated that, I don't know if they should be censoring you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to kind of like, because you kind of enter the agreement, right? So the agreement isn't just on your end. It's also on that company's end because you're providing a service to them by creating content and stuff like that. So I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I can kind of go either way on it. But
when it comes to X, I like calling it X because it sounds cooler than Twitter. But the when you get banned from, you know, for I was once this year for violating their speech thing, so to speak. But it amazed me how quick that had happened. And so, I mean, it's got to be done by AI. I can't imagine there's somebody actually sitting there reading everybody's tweets and stuff.
Let me show you something. I had this prepared to share. So I was watching Tiger's show. Let's see if I can find it. Where the heck did it go? Here we go. No. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, I was watching Tiger's show and I happened to be on my phone. So I was watching on the computer, but then I stepped away. I was on my phone and I made a comment and it grayed out in real time. Here it is. I'm going to share it on screen. So this is the comment. So I'm watching. This is a screenshot of my phone. And I forget what he was talking about. I think he was talking about people doing like nonsensical reporting, making us look stupid because they're stupid. So when we get out there and preach the truth, we look like idiots or like crazy people, right? So anyway, I make this comment. It says, quoting Pfizer documents that show they are killing your children gets you like 5 followers and then banned for life. And now I'm referring to, of course, YouTube. Lizard people and flat earth gets you elevated and thousands of followers. It's clown world. And that was grayed out in real time, probably because they had the word killing and the word children in it in the same sentence. Maybe that's why. But then I go back. Yeah. But like it, nobody even saw it. It was like, as soon as I hit send, it was grayed out. Like you can see right now, it's grayed out. It's got the little red line next to it. And then I come back to my computer and little JJ sitting on my lap because he loves watching Tiger. And without touching the keyboard, these two comments pop up in his chat. Taurus 9mm, right after that, Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm. Now, the scary thing about this is those are comments I made on Rockfin, and Harps remembered it. I asked Harps about it because I thought he was in that conversation. And what it was taken out of context, of course, but somebody had asked what a good, cheap handgun was, you know, reliable, cheap. That was kind of the conversation that was going on. And this is like months and months and months ago, but I do remember having that conversation. So how did AI pull a comment out of context from a different platform and throw it up right after it grayed out that thing? You know,
that's mind-boggling to say the least. It's amazing that stuff like that can happen. So that the last two lines there, that went back into Twitter?
No, this was on YouTube. So it basically grayed out the thing when I talked about Pfizer killing children.
Mm-hmm.
It grayed that comment out, and then like 3 or 4 minutes later, it threw those two pistol comments up. I mean, that's almost like getting set up to have the feds come.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like them saying, hey, we're watching you. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, it was
we're watching you, and we can set you up at any time, just for you know.
And then comes the law.
If that conversation went back a couple months, I find it mind-boggling and hard to believe that people there's a place somewhere that they're taking all your tweets, your emails, your texts, filing them under your name, and they can pull them up in a heartbeat. You remember you were talking about how they what was it? Being able to trace guns, you know, that it's a tedious experience for them because they're not set up. but they can get your tweets and your emails in a heartbeat, and just not even a heartbeat, faster than that, and post it back up.
Well, that's part of, you know, going back to the 5G and the, you know, surveillance network and AI. You pair that with AI and it's pretty dangerous. Check this out. This is another article I came across this morning. Google settled a $5 billion privacy lawsuit over tracking people using incognito mode. So people were misled into believing that if they're on their Google Chrome and they go incognito, that, you know, they're private. No, Google was tracking all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they settled out for $5 billion. I wonder if I can get some of that money. It was filed in 2020, so they've been doing this for a while. So I don't know. I thought that was interesting, kind of relevant.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, everything you've ever typed, every phone call you've made, everything is somewhere in the desert, where, you know, they have to run air conditioners and use tons of water for these data centers to keep it cool. But they're keeping everything on you, and trust me, they will use it for something someday, as we just saw in the chat. They threw up two pistol comments after. Yeah, so.
And then, so, I mean, and it's also they can tie that very easily to facial recognition. I saw a thing recently where I'm sure if it's just only iPhones that do it, but it actually takes an infrared picture of you like every 5 seconds when you're looking at it. And people say, and they've come back and said, well, that's just to make, you know, the screen wants to make sure you're still there. Otherwise it'll turn off. And people said that is a lie, because they take an infrared camera and they record this as it's happening. You don't see the flash and taking your picture as you're staring at it. But if you record it with the infrared camera, you do see the flash. And it's like every 5 seconds it does it. So, I mean, you're doing, you're not even touching your phone, and it's taking pictures of, you know, what you're doing inside your house and all that, which a lot of people say smart TVs do that too.
Yeah. I remember I had a Galaxy S5. It might've been my wife's S5 I was using or something, but I just set it up, you know, and I was cruising the internet, looking at something, and the thing was just scrolling on its own. It's like it knew where my eyes were. Mm-hmm. And I found out that even back then, and that's an old phone, you know, that's freaking almost 10 years old or something like that. And even back then, the camera was constantly watching you, and it's a feature on the phone. I had to go turn it off because it was driving me nuts. But yeah, the camera watches you. You know, I got a funny story on that too, by the way. It's hilarious. So I worked at a cable company. The first time I got out of the Army, I stayed in Okinawa, and I worked at the on-base cable company. And we had a lot of people that would call us because they didn't know how to set up a router. Or they would get it set up and then the power would go out or whatever would happen, and then their service wouldn't work. Well, their modem would be on. They would just need to restart their router, and they didn't realize that. So I get a lot of calls. It was like half of my calls. Well, this one lady calls, and she said, my husband set up this router and he just deployed, and, you know, now my internet's not working. And I pulled up her MAC address on the computer, and I could connect to her modem. Well, I said, well, I can see your modem is on. She's like, what? I said, I can see right here that your modem is on and it's working. And she's like, how can you see that? And I decided to mess with her. So I said, well, you know, knowing that her husband was kind of a tech geek, you know, because she was talking about routers and my husband does this and my husband does that, and he's into gaming. And I was like, you got one of them flat panel monitors, don't you? This is kind of when they were new, you know. I took a shot in the dark and said, you got a flat panel monitor, don't you? She's like, yeah, my husband just got these. And I said, well, what you didn't know is that the very center, the tiny little pixel in the center, is actually a camera. They all come with a camera. So I could physically see that your modem is on. And she's like, if that's true, what color bra am I wearing? I was like, you're not wearing one. I got it right. She screamed and ran out the room. So it was hilarious. She ran in a room, threw a shirt on, and came back out. I guess she was sitting there topless. And, it was hilarious. Hey, let me give shout outs real quick. Little John's still there. He says we're streaming on Free World just fine. So that's great. Of course, Harps is there. Thunder from Down Under. How you doing, brother? I seen Karen Carpenter's in there. She remembers that chat funkiness because she was there. Let's see who else. Oh, Gardner Goldsmith. What's going on, brother? And Ann is there. It's Christoa. We got, I seen another new name. John John. What's going on, John John? Assyrian girl, good to see you, AG. And then I seen a new name in there. Where is it at? Nathan Bedford Forrest, 1865. How you doing, brother?
He says
in China they did a test how long it would take to turn someone loose and give them a head start and then start trying to locate them. It took 20 minutes to find. Oh wow. So they just tested it, huh? Okay, take off. We'll give you a head start, and they could track them down that quick. That's pretty.
I'm surprised it took them that long.
Yeah, right. Hey, Risha just jumped in. What's going on, Risha? Okay, so I got us off topic. What else we got, man?
So also in the month of April, I mean, this is kind of disgusting, and this came up, and I was like, I remember hearing about this. The Dalai Lama on video asked some kid that was sitting on his lap to suck his tongue. I mean, that shows you how messed up this world has really become.
Well, what is that about? I heard about that. Is that like a religious thing? I mean,
no,
to get blessed?
No, he said he was just kidding.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like, that's how messed up it is. I mean, I don't know the Dalai Lama, but I mean, isn't it like a high religious figure?
Yeah, something, I don't know. Is it Buddhist or something? Let me look it up while you're going.
And then in May, we come back to Trumpo was actually captured on tape talking about classified documents that he had taken after leaving the White House. So he keeps incriminating himself in this stuff.
Buddhist spiritual leader. That's what a Dalai Lama is. Dalai Lama.
Yeah. All right. And we roll into June. We're halfway through the year already. And my favorite thing was the Titan submersible.
Oh, yeah.
Imploded within like the first 90 minutes, and then they dragged it out for 4 days. They didn't tell you that it imploded, and these people were trapped at the bottom of the ocean, and they were tapping to get out and everything, and it turned out that was all a lie too.
Yeah, that they were controlling with a Logitech game controller.
Yes, with a game controller supposedly, and I don't know that whole story. Actually, America Unplugged didn't. It was probably one of the best America Unplugs I had heard for the year. Billy Ray and those guys, and Wayne McCrory was on there and broke the whole thing down. It was pretty. Yeah. It was a great episode for that, but it does. You know, you don't think about it right away, but Titanic. It's like it's kind of, you know, now you look at it and go, well, that's a little strange.
Well, I think that's why it was called the Titan, because they did dives to the Titanic. That's why they called it that.
But
that thing was made out of carbon fiber.
Yeah, but there was a book that was actually written in, I think it was 1898. Mm-hmm. About the Titan, and it was basically the story of the Titanic before it ever happened, but the ship was named the Titan, so it was a circular story.
Wow.
It was very weird. I said Wayne McCrory broke that down. I was like, man, that is just too bizarre to
speaking
be real.
Speaking of Wayne, he's he agreed to come on the 13th, so 2 weeks from now we're gonna have Wayne on, so start thinking about
it. I was just thinking of him yesterday. I haven't seen him in a chat in a while.
Oh, he's been busy, I'm sure. But yeah, hopefully that goes through. But I talked to him about a week or so ago, and he said he'd come on the 13th. So
nice.
Looking forward to that. So, all right. June is one of my favorite months because that's my birthday, my wife's birthday, and then the anniversary of the day we met.
All on your birthday?
No, throughout the month.
No, I know. Were you guys out for you know, separate birthday dinners, and that was the opening line because they were singing happy birthday to you?
it's mine's at the beginning of the month, hers is at the end of the month, and we met in the middle of the month. And we met at a biker bar, karaoke night, and it's actually right down the road from my house, but the bar is now closed down. You know, I was so looking forward to it because they have bike night on Thursdays. Or they used to, but I guess there was a big flood out here. It's if you ever come out to St. Robert, Missouri area, there's a place called Devil's Elbow, and it's kind of like where the river kind of winds around. A lot of people float it, you know, float trips and stuff. And that's where it's called the Elbow Inn. But it's a little biker bar, really popular little place. But I guess it flooded out a couple years ago, and they haven't renovated it yet.
Hmm. So. So also in June, we had the, I don't know if you're going to remember this guy, the Wagner Group.
Yeah.
The guy that was going to take down Putin.
You know? Wagner the dog.
Yeah.
Wagon the dog. Yeah.
And then I actually never did see what month he died in, the supposedly died in a plane crash, and wrapped up that episode. But
what did they say? They were playing with a hand grenade or something. How would you know?
Exactly. How would you know that? Well, they had pictures on their cell phone. They knew they were recording them then on Google. So,
oh yeah, there you go. Yeah.
July was a slow month. There was no headlines for July that I saw.
Yeah, and there was no fireworks either. Everybody was broke.
Yeah, that was the only thing that happened, was the 4th of July, and it was just like the 3rd and the 5th. It just kind of went by.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I remember talking about that, how it was like nothing going on, you know, like no flags up or anything. It was very strange. It was, I think every time, you know, every year now, they try to take another holiday and just dismantle it.
Well, what happened to Christmas this year? There is nobody in my neighborhood has lights on their house. Nobody.
And we do in our neighborhood. I didn't put mine up until like 2 weeks ago, I think. And then we didn't put up a lot. But it's been so wet and muddy out here. It's not Christmassy feeling. If I was in England, it would probably feel more like Christmas with the rain and the fog.
I think the COVID lockdowns, the Trump lockdowns. Okay. I think it turned everybody into a shut-in. You know, like, people aren't as social anymore. Everybody just stay at home, be on your phone, order your Grubhub.
Well, I actually thought of another thing the other day too, in this new trend of what do they call it? I just had the word in my head of you know, where you said binge watching.
Yeah,
binge. They've watching. Got everybody. Yeah, people spend more time binge watching stuff than doing anything. In just another. Yeah, we had to end the COVID lockdowns, but you know what? You tell everybody, this is the coolest thing ever. Binge watch every show that you could ever see, and people lock themselves in for the weekend, and that's what they do. I know a lot of people that do it. I don't know how. I can watch a couple episodes or something, and that's it. It's
going back to the 5G thing. How did people catch COVID when they were in their house for weeks on end?
And staying 6 feet apart and not going out and not talking to other people, and
Well, I mean, I know people were like, oh, I caught COVID from my wife. Well, where'd your wife get it? You both have been home for a
month. Yeah, I mean, that's like if she had VD.
Yeah, I'd like to find
some VD from my wife. Well, where did she get it from?
Toilet seat. Yeah, from the toilet seat.
So then, in August, we moved on to the Maui wildfire, which to me, it seems like they've memory holed that, and you don't. There's only one person I ever hear talk about, and that's Craig Pasta, who's usually on the Jimmy Dore show, but he has a YouTube channel now, and he tries to keep that fresh. I mean, he's like one of the only people that still talks about it.
That story kind of fell to the wayside, didn't it? And I know
they just tried to make it go away, and I'm assuming the fences are still up around it from last I saw. So what's going to be there when they take the fences down? You know, a new Disneyland or something?
Yeah. It'll be maybe multifamily homes that BlackRockers rent out for like $3,000 a month or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole thing was a mess. It was a hot mess. And I remember there was a dude who wrote a book on it. His name was Miles Stones. Like Milestones.
Mm-hmm.
And I snagged I had it on the screen, and I snagged a screenshot of it. And then I was able to report on that because the book was released like the day before the fire started or something. It was published, and then he pulled it down and everything. But everyone's like, oh, that was just bogus. That was no, it was true. It was published the day prior to the fire.
Hmm.
And it talked about the Hawaii fires. I'm like, what the heck? So I don't know. That was really, really weird.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's an AI written book, because the guy has a few books out that are just horrible, horrible reviews. And I don't know. It could just be them throwing it in your face, you know.
Revelation of the method type stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many things that happen that There's no way this can all be a coincidence.
Karen just dropped a comment in chat, and I want to read this. Talking about isolation and stuff. To isolate us and push us further into tech virtual reality. Yes, I agree, Karen. They're going to push that metaverse thing, and they're going to have us in our pod eating bugs. And COVID was a great way to get people kind of used to that, you know?
Yeah, I think that was a stepping stone to the next thing that they're going to do, whatever it might be. You know, another lockdown for global warming, climate change, or monkeypox or something like that.
Hey, Nathan Bedford says there's a Hawaiian real estate guy that he's still hammering the Maui fire scene and trying to get justice. He puts out a video about every other day. If you got that guy's name or a link, just drop it in the chat there, Nathan. I want to check that out.
Yeah, I had seen a lot of his videos, and maybe I stepped away from it or something, but I haven't seen anything come up lately. On he was on YouTube for a while, and I heard he got banned or something too, so I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same guy. And he had some stuff that was, you know, it showed a lot of sketchy things, you know, questionable things that they'll tell you is just crazy talk.
Well, and you know, I hate to let those things go, but there's so much. The news cycle is so fast now that nothing ever gets resolved. You just jump from one thing to the next to the next, and then, you know, nothing happens with it because you're on the news.
That's not by chance. That's, to me, that sounds right. Like it's by design. Just keep, you know, pushing. And well, sometimes they will come up. Like I said, I sat down this morning, I'm going through the 100 top headlines of the year, and some of them were just so just didn't need to be a headline, but it's like, did they do this on purpose just to kind of, you know, to distract you onto something else, something silly that happened? Or, you know, there's things about a panda in a zoo in China. Why is that a top headline?
Yeah.
Was it armed? Did it kill everybody in the zoo? No, it's like, why? I just, out of 100 things, you're going to pick that of everything that happened in the world.
Yeah. And everything's a breaking alert as well. You know, kitten stuck in the tree, breaking alert on Fox. Yeah.
So, but
go ahead.
No, August also kicked off the new episodes of the political theater as the Republican primary kicked off with the first one. If anybody saw it or cared or whatever, but it did happen. I don't know what episode we're on now, but there's been at least, I think, two other ones. To me, it just shows you how there's nobody in this world that. There has to be somebody better in this world to vote for than any people that are up on that stage.
Well, I actually have something here. Where's the, we'll find it. I was looking at the your kind of year in review from. I'll keep going. I'll find it. I got so much crap over here.
September was slow. I didn't see any headlines for that, and I'm sure there was something that happened somewhere. And then we roll into October, and right at the beginning of October, it was the Israeli-Gaza war. Short of calling it anything else, but that kicked off on October 7th, which is Israel's 9/11, as they like to say. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to get into it. Also, Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, and Mike Johnson is in. And we can all see what a huge change that made in our lives right there. Another episode of political theater. Wasn't much in November. November seemed to have gone by like a flash. We had Thanksgiving, but that happens every year. I believe it'll still happen next year. We'll see.
So real quick, going back to the political thing, debates and whatnot, this is a Gallup poll, which I don't know if I believe Gallup polls, but independents are now 41% of Americans are independents, and Republican and Democrat are down to 28%. So that's why no one cares about these stupid debates, because no one cares. So if this is representative of the United States, why don't we have an independent running?
Because they're not allowed. Yeah, so I mean, to me, it doesn't really mean independent. It means people that are disenfranchised with politics in general, just tired of it.
Yeah.
But they'll call it independent, but there's nobody to vote for. Like, they will not let a third party run. I mean, so... Ross Perot was third party, if I remember.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was a Republican. Was he a third party?
I think he came. So that I think he came back at a third as a third party. I'm pretty sure if he wasn't at the beginning, but you know, and then they just drove him crazy and just ruined him. You know, they're not going to let that happen. They're not going to let that third party person in there.
Yeah, and then here you got this as well, like trusted media, because that kind of goes hand in hand with debates and who's running and stuff is media coverage. 39% of people in 2023 say they have no trust at all in the media.
Oh, 39%. I'd say it's got to be higher than that. Got to be. Yeah. That seems like it's pretty low.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a Gallup poll. How much can you believe it?
You know, I spend a lot of time in airports at the gate areas and stuff. And up to probably 2 years ago, the pretty much all of them, you'd walk into a gate area and they had CNN on.
Yeah, you know, that was their whole viewing audience was airports. Yeah,
right. And then I used to call it the gulag. It was a re-education center. You're sitting there at the gate area and they're just pounding you with CNN and all these liberal stories and whatever you want to call them. But now it's gone. They apparently lost their listening audience. So, which I think is fantastic. I don't think that should be allowed for any news media just to constantly be bombarding people.
So you can always tell a person's politics. When I worked at the operations center in Fort Drum, it was kind of like down in the basement, no windows, you know, secure area. My job was just to receive phone calls and push out information to who needed to know about it, you know. But we had a whole bunch of screens that went all the way across the wall, like probably like 20 screens. And you could put any computer in that room on any screen you wanted. And we were allowed to have the TV on as long as it was something that wasn't, you know, like couldn't be Netflix or nothing, but we could have the news on or the Weather Channel or whatever, just for some background noise. And if you walked in to do your shift and it was on CNN, you know, you were taking over for a Democrat. Mm-hmm. If it was on Fox, you were taking over for a Republican. And then they had the Weather Channel. That's kind of your independence. Like, I don't want to hear none of that stuff. So they're watching. The Weather Channel actually had some pretty good shows on it too, like TV shows.
Yeah, the one about the Canadian Highway, the record company there, Highway Through Hell.
Yeah, and they had one show I liked called Fat Man in the Woods or something like that.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, it was pretty good. It was like they take these dudes in the woods that I guess are trying to lose weight or whatever. They were typically overweight. And they'd make them eat gross stuff and, you know, teach them how to survive. It was kind of like a, you know, survival kind of show, but then making them starve a little bit too.
Was it directed by Klaus Schwab?
Yeah, right.
Eat the bugs. So just to wrap up what I have for the year, December, Lindsey Graham basically wants to take Iran right off the map. So that was like one of the big, that wasn't even a headline. I just know he just recently said that. So
check but, this you know. Out. Another Gallup poll. So this is who our enemy is, who we're told. Notice Iran. Nobody thinks Iran is an enemy. It's only 2% of people in the U.S. actually think Iran is a threat. That's why they're starting to get in the news now. We've got, Israel's calling for us to, like, strike. And they just admitted that they did a strike in 2022, two strikes. Their old prime minister admitted that they struck Iran with, I don't know, missiles or something. I think because not enough people are scared of Iran that they're going to bring it into the news and make people scared of it. Right now, 50% of people think China's our biggest threat, yet we buy stuff from Walmart.
Yep.
You know,
well, I mean, even that, I was thinking about that, and I think me and my wife were talking about it, but, you know, you used to have around here, we had Caldors, we had Bradley's, you know, you had a lot of regional stores. Mm-hmm. And when Walmart came around, they basically destroyed that. And then they gave you Target, which was like, you know, well, if you want better stuff, you go to Target. Targets are really starting to go downhill now. And the other, you know, for people that wanted, you know, I have to wear dress clothes for work, about the only place you can get them now is Kohl's. Mm-hmm. And Kohl's is, I hear, is on its way out.
Really?
So what's that going to leave you back to? Walmart.
Well, it's consolidation. You know, they're doing the same thing with the banks, consolidating, taking away your local choices, you know.
But you remember Sears, Kmart, Sears. I mean, JCPenney's still hanging in there. How that happens, I don't know. But it's just I mean, next year we'll see. Let's do a recount and see what's left.
Yeah. Well, I know here that's all we have is a Walmart. Everything is gone. Yep. You know, everything. We got fast food and Walmart. So,
and that's the other thing that COVID did, because I remember, you know, malls and stuff like that basically just got beat to death, you know, because nobody could go to them. They closed them all down, and, you know, but you can go to Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's to do your shopping that you needed because COVID didn't go there. But all the, you know, the small businesses, and now you drive around. I mean, the mall up not far from us, it's a big mall, and it used to, you know, Christmas time, you didn't want to drive anywhere near that place. I cut across it twice during the Christmas season, like no traffic at all. All the traffic was at Walmart and Target.
Mm-hmm.
The mall is basically empty now.
Oh yeah. There's a Northwest Plaza, I believe. Yeah. Northwest Plaza in St. Louis. That place is a ghost town. And that used to be like the poppin' place to be, you know, kids would cruise around it. The security would chase you off. Hey, quit cruising here, you know, park or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, I went by there. No, not that long ago. And I don't think anything was open. It looked like it was going to fall in on itself.
But that's what I see traveling around the country. All the malls are just, they're dead. There's nothing there.
Karen says Santa Claus is the only one at the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What else do we got?
Right. That's all I had for year in review. I mean, like I said, I don't know if you came across any bigger headlines or.
No, I just kind of wanted to talk about a couple of current things. This Buick story really stands out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Buick, they're closing 1,000 dealerships, almost 1,000 dealerships across the nation. That's about 50%. It's actually, I think, a little more than it's. Is it 47% decrease from 12 months ago? It's about half their stuff because they don't want to convert over to sell EVs. That's
kind of right? Yeah, and because they know that they're all losing money on it.
Yeah,
Ford loses a lot of money on each of the F-150 Lightnings they sell, and I'm sure the Mach-Es too.
You know, well, they're not going away though, because I'm looking at this. I was talking to Moss Man the other day. Hopefully, he gets some time off so he can join us again. Blue Oval City in Tennessee, they are doubling down on this electric vehicle stuff. For their Ford Lightning, and I think they got the Mustang one, which is doing horrible.
That goes totally opposite of what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I've been hearing it too. Like, nobody wants them, but, you know, and I'm looking at their numbers.
A lot of the dealers aren't even taking them. They won't take them.
Yep. So, yeah, they looking at their numbers, and they're like, oh, the company sold 3,712 units of the Ford Lightning, blah, blah, blah. That is not very many. When you talk about the F-150, they sell millions and millions of those things. So a couple thousand is not nothing.
And then, see, also, I mean, it's one vehicle where when it's fully loaded, it only goes 86 miles.
Yeah. And the prices are ridiculous.
Oh, I know.
But that's some good news coming up, looking at 2024. They're thinking used car prices are going to go down. Where is this guy? So that's good. Well, right now you're going to be getting them cheap because you're year-end models, or not year-end models, the taxes. So they got to pay tax on the vehicle, I think, every January 1st, even the used ones.
So they gotta reduce their inventory. Yeah.
Right. That's how I got my truck so cheap. They got this pickup. I actually bought it right down the road here in Rolla. But my red pickup, it was on a December, I believe. But they had got the vehicle that month. It might have been November, but they got it that month, and you don't have to pay. If you sell it within the same month, you don't have to pay the tax on it. You just roll it over to the guy who bought it to pay that tax. And so I went the last day of the month, and I got the price down on it. I said, well, I'll come back tomorrow. They're like, all right, we'll sell it to you. And I told them if they can give it to me for $10,500, and then it wasn't that old of a vehicle and didn't have a lot of miles on it. So I got it for $10,500 that way. But yeah, it's looking like the prices of used cars are going to start coming down, which is great because nobody can afford a new one, especially if it's an EV.
I just want to, Syrian girl asked a question in the chat about hearing on the DK show that Maine is trying to pass a bill to mandate EVs. And I looked it up, and it says the Advanced Clean Cars 2 plan would require zero emission vehicles to make up 43% of new car sales for 2028 models and 82% of new car sales by model year 2032.
So at least, I mean, they're optimistic that there is going to be a 2032, because I'm pretty sure 2030.
But I mean, 82% of what? If you're selling less vehicles every year, you know, if I'm selling 100 this year and I have to make 82% of them, that's only 82 vehicles that have to be EVs.
What are they going to cost? What are they going to cost by then?
You're just saying the prices. I mean, imagine in 2032 what a vehicle is going to cost. I mean, even used vehicles, because new vehicles are so expensive, used vehicles are going to sell for way more.
Yeah, I looked up because this dude was talking about, what's this, Car Edge? He runs that site, Car Edge, talking about used car prices coming down. I'm still looking at it. I'm like, is this down? Yeah. $36,000 for a 2022. I guess that's not bad when they cost $60,000 new. Here's one for $67,000, but that's your
luxury. That just shows you the depreciation on your new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So within a year, it's lost 50% of its value.
Wow. I remember when I was a kid, this was how much a house cost. But we're also supposed to be getting a drop in the fuel cost. I think it's going to go down 17 cents or something on average.
And not if they manage to kick off this war with Iran, which we probably get no oil from, but they're going to, you know, that's going to raise the price of oil right there because, oh, well, you know, Iran's oil fields are, we just took them all out. So I don't know, but
we're already messing with them. I got this other article here. I guess Israel is kind of busting Iran's chops about uranium enrichment. I can't speak today, but I guess that's going to be the new thing. Like I said, your Gallup poll shows that North Korea, Americans don't think North Korea and Iran is really a threat. So they're going to have to like demonize them to make them a threat because we have to have multiple wars at all times. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel is going to be asking us to help them with Iran, I'm sure. And then this other story, Bennett, I guess that's the old prime minister, reveals details of two direct strikes on Iran in 2022 while he was prime minister. What are we doing? Why are we poking the bear? And what is it any of our business what people do in their own country? Why can we enrich uranium but not them?
They're also using the government and whoever runs this stuff. They do a lot of reruns, and the newest one is the Gulf of Tonkin thing. You know, now they're doing it with the what's the group from Yemen, the Hedis or something like that. And they're saying, oh, they're attacking, you know, ships in the Straits of Hormuz and all that. They're probably just making all this stuff up. And if they're attacking, what are they attacking with? Canoes? You know, and going against the ships and banging on them with their paddles or something?
So there's a couple comments I want to talk about, going back to the vehicle thing. So Tiger hit it exactly right, and that's what I see as well. He says the prices are going up as demand goes up. People can't afford new vehicles, therefore it's creating a vacuum inside the used car market. I contract for a used car dealership. They say prices are, I think it's supposed to say, outrageous. I think that's what's causing the used car market. Now, they're saying that the prices are going down, but when you compare it to what they were 3 or 4 years ago, they're still up. You know, I think they're just being optimistic they're going to come down. But yeah, if you can't afford a new car, it's going to dry up the used car market. And then you've also got a lot of cars will be taken off the road with new emission standards and stuff. That's how they're going to eventually get us all into EVs. They're going to crank down on emissions to where you got to get that annual inspection. Most states have some kind of an annual inspection you got to do, and it's just not going to pass.
Connecticut does, depending on the year of the car, which I find weird, is that once the car is 25 years old, it's exempt. I mean, you would think that the older cars would be the ones you really want to be testing, but I'm good with it because I have older cars. So,
yeah,
they don't, as far as I'm concerned, they don't need to go to emissions. But it's to me, it's a money grab too. You know, it's always something. You know, cost you $20 to take your car every 2 years to get it tested, and all they're doing is checking the OBD2 computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you check engine lights not on, then there's no code, you know. And they'll just plug in and check, make sure there hasn't been any code within the last 100 miles, and you're done.
I could just clear the codes out before I go.
No, see, I did that on my Mustang. I had an O2 sensor go bad, and I replaced it, took it to emissions, and that's what I'm saying. They knew. The guy said, you got to drive it at least 100 miles. He says, you know, I see the code cleared because I can clear it. And he says, you have to go 100 miles because they can definitely track.
If you clear it, it's not really cleared?
Correct. Like, it's still in the history. Because actually, my Avalanche last year, when my 04 Avalanche, I did the same thing. All new exhaust, all new O2 sensors, and I took it down to get it the emissions done. The guy said the same thing. He said you got to drive it more.
So AG's talking about leasing and renting. I think that's where it's going to go. The new cars are too expensive, so it's going to come down to leasing. I mean, that's what they're trying to do with the housing market.
Yeah, but even the leasing, it's still not cheap.
No.
Years ago, me and my wife leased a car, and that you had to have three times, I don't know if it's still the same way, but three times the insurance coverage on it. So the insurance was astronomical on a car that you think you're saving money on. And they like you leasing because then you come back every 3 years and you get another one.
Yeah, you're perpetually in debt.
Yeah, then that's what they really like.
That's why I know so many people in the military that we go trade their car in. Oh, I got this new car. I just traded this other one in. I was like, you realize you're just keeping yourself in perpetual debt. Do they take what was owed on the rest of your old car and put it on top of the new car? You know, it's crazy. Not me. I paid my stuff off, and I'm going to drive it till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I am. We have one car that we pay on, and it's not expensive. We bought it used, but I maintain them, and with four cars, we were able to split up the mileage amongst them pretty good. So,
yeah, and there has
been a used car shortage because at least 2 years ago, I took my daughter to buy her car used, and we were at an auto wholesaler, and he said that they were having trouble getting cars in because there wasn't enough of them anymore because people aren't buying new, and I can't imagine in 2 years that people started buying more new cars.
Yeah, the car market is going to be just like the housing market. If you got a house, probably want to hang on to it. But I'm looking at this article here, and it's talking about by 2030, they're anticipating that Wall Street will own 40% or more of all housing, meaning like BlackRock and stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
So get ready for it. That'll be your car too.
You will own nothing.
Yeah, so 7.6 million homes, or more than 40% of all single-family rentals on the market, will be owned by Wall Street. So, yep, eat your bugs. But that's about all I got, man. Have you seen this Peel? I seen something on Twitter, where somebody went to the on an organic food store, and they had the big sticker slapped on there that said organic, and they peeled it off, and they were actually covering this other sticker up, or this other thing up. Have you heard of this appeal?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yep. It's that coating that they put on to make them look nice.
It's supposed to keep it longer, and it's owned by Bill Gates.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the
deal. Yeah. But it's kind of counterintuitive.
He's like China. You tell me something Bill Gates doesn't own. But and it's usually stuff that's not good for you.
Well, they're saying that's natural.
It's not. How can it be natural?
Well, and this is what doesn't make sense. So the reason Bill Gates is involved with this is because he's a global warming nut, okay? And he's, 50% of our food goes to the landfill, and then, of course, it freaking biodegrades, which causes methane or whatever, carbon dioxide, whatever, and it's going to kill us all. So he wants to keep the food longer so that we don't throw it away. But it's kind of counterintuitive. This explains it right here. It's supposed to be made with natural stuff that comes from other vegetables or fruits or whatever. So what happens to those that you got the stuff from? Do you just throw that away?
Yeah.
but.
Well, so, all right. So what actually happens then with GMO products? You know, you're talking about natural stuff. Do we know if that actually biodegrades when it goes in the landfill?
I don't know. GMO corn or anything? I don't know, but here, here's the
process. You know, anything this guy is tied to, in my opinion, is just, it's never anything good. He's not, he's actually making money on this, or is he doing this for free too? Is he, you know, is he sitting in his basement coating your fruits and vegetables for free?
Well, this is how they supposedly do it. They take plant oils, they distill it down, they remove any other impurities, remove trans fats, remove allergens such as milk, eggs, fish, stuff that we didn't used to be allergic to, right? They remove all that and they distill it down to a highly purified mono and diglycerides. So if the goal is to make this coating to keep the food longer so that it doesn't rot, what happens to all the stuff that they distilled this plant oil from? That's rotting somewhere. It's a circular problem. And then, you know, they talk about heavy metals in here too. Oh, it takes all the heavy metals out. Like the stuff you spray.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But so to me, the other reason that they need this is because none of the stuff you're getting is local. They need this, you know, they're shipping this stuff from all around the world now. So your apples, which can be grown in Washington State, are probably coming from China or Vietnam or something. And they need them to stay fresher longer or look fresher longer. So they, you know, they coat them with something and ship them on their way.
That's exactly right. Yeah, this talks about heavy metals. I love it. Heavy metals are not added to our product. Why would you need to advertise that? Do you add it to other products? You know?
Yeah. And I used to like heavy metal. Now I'm starting to question it. I don't know.
Yeah, they talk about it comes from the soil and all this and that. Well, I wonder why. Because we're spraying crap in the air to block out the sun. Literally, to block out the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's about all we got until the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour to go.
But
I might have to dip out of here. We're actually taking off. We're doing our Christmas today, the official Christmas. So we got to take a drive here, and I think they're trying to start at noon, and that means I need to be leaving right about now. But anyway, it looks like we were good on Free World. We were going. Let's see, John said we sounded good. Wish I could listen to it to see if we're balanced. Let us know, John. Let us know if the audio was the same for both of us, or was one of us high, one of us low, whatever. So I'm happy we had a first successful run, though.
Good.
So, all right. Any other shout outs? Risha, I already mentioned Risha was in there. Anger Tiger popped in a couple times. Really good comments. I wish I would have read more of them. See, Nathan says, Larry Fink from BlackRock has stated they will force behavior change by their nearly omnipotent economic power. They will force companies to comply through majority stock ownership. Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. But anyway, what happened? I lost it. There we go. Peter's being weird this morning. So, all right. I'm going to be looking for this appeal sticker, and I'm not going to buy anything with the appeal because I don't want Bill Gates spraying my food with stuff. It's supposedly all natural, though, and you can eat it. But I just prefer my food to be natural, you know.
I just think Bill Gates is looking out for us.
Yeah. So I had more stuff in here to cover. I would say, everyone, you need to keep your eye out on North Korea. And I'm not saying like that they're our enemies or anything. I'm saying we don't have enough hatred for North Korea and Iran.
Yeah, right now, boy, I haven't heard anything about North Korea in a while.
Yeah, and they're going to have to drum up some fear. So if you start seeing some fantastic headlines, I wouldn't buy into everything you see, you know. Russia. You know,
the one thing I did miss in the headlines was we had that emergency warning that hit every phone and every piece of, you know, anything that was on the internet. You know, I can't remember what month that happened.
Oh, but the big broadcast.
Yeah, the big emergency alert test. Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get us out of here. Any final thoughts, brother?
No, just have a good Christmas today.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully I get more socks and underwear. So.
Don't forget right, the well, word, though.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining us. And thanks a lot, John, for popping into Free World to make sure we're actually broadcasting there. So next time we will try to go the full hour and a half. But today I got to take off. So I guess that does it for today. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure your armor stays tight and your sword sharp. Until next time.
Take care, everybody.